This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, happening from now on, Google will block spammy ads, just not many of its own. Publishers are warming up to the idea. Critics think Google's new ad blocker gives it too much power. Google describes the change as user-friendly. What will it mean for you, the user? Diving into all that after these tech headlines. Elon Musk's SpaceX just got an internet service plan. A top federal regulator okayed a plan to provide internet satellite service through huge arrays of Earth-orbiting satellites, a move that could expand broadband availability throughout the U.S. and beyond. SpaceX scored an attention-grabbing success last week with the test launch of its massive Falcon Heavy rocket. All this happens just as tech luminary Peter Thiel parts ways with Silicon Valley. According to the Journal, the famed billionaire investor is relocating his home and firms to L.A. and scaling back his involvement in the tech industry. The Journal says Mr. Thiel has also discussed with people close to him the possibility of resigning from the board of Facebook. However, he feels he can still help the company and is likely to remain on the board at least for now. The Wall Street Journal has also learned that Google has quietly just completed a test of new tech to make it easier for 911 operators to locate cell phone callers. The nation's existing 911 system has struggled with the explosion of cell phones since the location of the caller is harder to pinpoint. Google successfully ran tests with a random sample of 911 callers using the device's location data that was sent directly to 911 call takers. Public safety officials have pressured tech giants like Alphabet's Google to make their rich location data available to 911. Coming up, the war against spammy, annoying ads intensifies with Google's new ad blocker. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So just late this week, Google's Chrome browser started blocking certain types of online ads, a change Google is describing as user-friendly, a change critics are describing as Google-friendly. Here to talk all about Google's new ad blocker is Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Mullen, who joins us in studio. So Ben, there's a big new protocol in place by Google that will save us, the world, at least a little bit, from annoying ads. But apparently this is all part of some bigger and grander industry-wide master plan. What's been going on?
Yeah, so Google Chrome is rolling out its ad blocker, and it's going to affect a variety of ad formats, you know, like pop-ups, flashing display ads, and a whole bunch of formats are forbidden under these new guidelines. And publishers that don't remove them within 30 days could be subject to have all of their advertising blocked by this Chrome ad blocker. So it has the potential to really affect the industry because, as you know, a lot of these publisher sites rely on advertising to pay the bills.
Right. So, I mean, there's so many different players in this game. Let's start with the publishers. How are they feeling? Because at first there was concern on that front. What's the general feeling right now in terms of how the publishers are coping with this new mechanism?
At first, they were all really nervous because they didn't know what this ad blocker would do to their advertising revenue. But gradually, they talked to Google, they had a dialogue, and they realized that actually the ad blocker was only slated to block the worst of the worst ad formats. And a lot of these publishers no longer have these formats after working with Google to resolve these issues. So the interstitial ads, these sort of big takeovers that you'd see on your screen, a lot of publishers have purged those. These flashing pop-ups on the mobile devices, a lot of these publishers have purged those. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, what was a really fraught time for publishers has gradually become a much more relaxed situation.
But there is some controversy here because critics say that Google's ad blocking plan, which, you know, will screen out certain types of ads, is a little self-serving. What's the pushback been like?
Yeah, a lot of publishers say, look, of course Google wants to screen out terrible ads. A lot of people are downloading ad blockers because of terrible ads, and Google has a huge ad business. So it's in Google's best interest to get people to view ads that are normal and not annoying, so they'll continue to view Google's ads. And there's some backstory here. The Coalition for Better Ads was a group that was established last year by a whole bunch of organizations, including Google. People on the coalition told the Wall Street Journal that Google had undue influence in making the rules for this coalition. And that's important because the ads that this coalition recommended be blocked are the ones that Google Chrome's ad browser are blocking. So what you have here is Google attempting to say, look, this isn't just us, this is the entire industry. And that's true to a certain extent. But many people that were involved in the process say that Google dominated it.
You know, you see Google being such the giant that it is in this space. I guess it's uniquely positioned to juggle with this annoying ad problem, and we'll just have to see how this pans out.
Yeah, that's something I heard from folks too, is that although they kind of resent Google having this much influence, it really couldn't have been done without Google's help.
Who else are you going to call, right?
Exactly. So I totally agree. Like, it may end up being a great thing for the industry. It's just too early to tell at this point.
Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Mullen's story, head to WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.